USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Former Vice President Mike Pence made his most biting comments yet about former President Donald Trump's role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol during remarks yesterday evening at the annual Gridiron Club dinner in Washington, D.C.
In one of his strongest rebukes of the former president, Pence said, quote, "I know history will hold Donald Trump accountable." Speaking Saturday at the Gridiron Dinner, an annual black tie event in Washington, Pence said Trump was wrong for trying to prevent him from certifying the election results in 2020. "I had no right to overturn the election," Pence said, "and his reckless words endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol that day." Pence, who is considering a run for the Republican nomination for president in 2024, was rushed out of the Capitol by law enforcement during the attack. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The four astronauts who made up the Crew 5 team aboard the International Space Station have returned home from a five-month stay in space. They splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico yesterday, where rescue ships were waiting for them, ready to haul the capsule out of the ocean and allow the crew to disembark, giving those astronauts their first breath of fresh air in nearly 160 days. Three women from Texas have gone missing in Mexico.
Three women who went to Mexico on a shopping trip have been missing for 3 weeks. The three traveled from Texas to Mexico. Missing persons posters have been put up in the Mexican state of Nuevo León. Two of the women are from Peñitas, a Texas town on the U.S.-Mexico border. They left that town on February 25th to go to a flea market in the Mexican town of Montemorelos. I'm John Schaefer.
A toy company based in New York has gotten caught up in the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank, and they're asking customers for help keeping them afloat. Camp said head to its website and use the keyword bank run for 40% off all merchandise. This is USA News.
Non-attorney spokesperson ad sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
With the best films of the year being celebrated tonight at the Oscars, the best of the worst in cinema were celebrated yesterday with the 43rd annual Razzie Awards. Netflix's Marilyn Monroe-inspired biopic Blonde, the Jared Leto film Morbius, and Baz Luhrmann's Elvis each won two awards, including one for Tom Hanks for his portrayal of Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in his terrible accent.
There are some who make me out to be the villain of this here story.
This year, the awards also gave themselves a trophy for nominating a 12-year-old actress in the Worst Actress category. Are 3D printed rockets in our future?
A scheduled launch of Relativity Space's Terran 1 rocket was scrubbed in the last hour of the launch window following a launch commit criteria violation less than a minute before liftoff. A launch Wednesday of the rocket was scrubbed at T-minus 22 seconds at Cape Canaveral. Relativity Space and other commercial space flight companies are hoping the 3D printed rocket is the answer to how to drive down the costs of space launches. I'm Dave Collins.
The Green Bay Packers and the Jets have worked out what needs to be worked out regarding trade details with Aaron Rodgers.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.